Cape Talk. Fabulous finds.
Well, time for the feature that is all about sharing Cape Town's best kept secrets with each other. We ask you to help us draw up a list of hidden gems of the city. Whether we're talking about a small business or independent contractor of some sort who offers wonderful service. Sometimes we talk about something like a beautiful park or natural space that more people should know about. It could even be a restaurant you love to eat at when you just don't feel like cooking. Anything goes as long as it is special to you and to your neighborhood. And a reminder that if you'd like to send us a nomination, you have a couple of options. You can send us a WhatsApp to 0725671567. You can send an SMS to 31567 or an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za and just put the words fab find somewhere in the message or the subject line so we know what it's intended for. Now, with permission and with apologies, I hope you don't mind me stealing your feature back from you this week, but we have a nomination we wanted to share with you this week because it is so relevant and so topical with all the ongoing conversations about water saving. Last weekend, I think I told you already, I went through to the Organ Donor Foundation Walk, which is an event I'm very happy to be associated with every year. A wonderful event at which organ donors and recipients and people on the waiting list and their friends and family all get together to celebrate the ODF and commit to the process of organ donation and to raising awareness of the need for more donors. And while I was at that event, I noticed a little stand with a blue gazebo to my left called Moby Wash. And I'm sure like you, or at least I hope, like me at least, many of you are driving absolutely filthy, dirty cars because we wouldn't dream of wasting water on a car wash, which is why I was delighted to find that Moby Wash is in fact a waterless car wash alternative. And we've asked them to pop into studio to tell us more today. It's a great pleasure to welcome founder and CEO Sean O'Connell, as well as Tony O'Connell, their marketing manager. Great to have you both with us.
Hi there, Papa. Thanks so much. Okay. Lovely to be here.
So thanks so much for coming into studio. I mean, what inspired you to found Moby Wash? Was it generated by the current water crisis, or is it a longer standing business?
Well, honestly, no. We're an IT company by profession. And 2 years ago, a close friend of mine, Norman Orenser, said to me, Sean, you're an entrepreneur. How do we put South Africa to work? Mm-hmm. And we created what is an equivalent. Moby Wash is a platform like Uber. And it is designed to basically connect people who want their vehicles washed anytime, any place, and in the comfort of their homes and literally in the palm of their hands. So it became apparent to us after about a year of development that, well, the water crisis, not only in South Africa, but around the world, was becoming more and more of an issue. So with some research, we found that waterless washing was actually better. I know there's this myth that it scratches and dirties cars. I think, you know, I always use the analogy, if you have a white jeans and take an oil rag, even with the best detergent, you're going to dirty it.
Yep.
So it's all in the process and in the application. So what we did was effectively embraced the waterless about 12, 15 months ago. And we've launched in Australia as well. I need to say it's proudly SA, developed here in South Africa by South Africans, and it's being deployed around the world. And it really is convenient, but at the same time, it now really is relevant in that it is saving water. Mm. And there is, you're absolutely right, no reason for often one's second highest or highest investment or biggest investment to be driving around filthy. It's not hygienic and it's not cool. shout out to the mayor, you know, my city bus could do with a clean.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm in a very uncool car, for the record. But, I mean, let's talk about the waterless element. How does it actually work? What is involved in the wash?
Well, firstly, it's not a dry wash. Let me make that clear. So it effectively, the product that gets applied, it's a nanotechnology product. It's a chemical, effectively, that has a polymer or wax, a Canuba wax in it. So the process involves absolutely clean microfiber cloths. That's the trick. We color code ours. We use different ones for the windows, for the body work, and for the tires. And effectively, you spray it on like a window lean spray. You have a slightly damp cloth. Give it about 3 seconds, and the nanotech actually lifts the dirt off the body. So it's not, you know, when you normally have a water wash and they put liters of water trying to get a bit of tar off or spray it. This literally wipes off instantly. And then with the second action, you actually buff up the nano, and the car is actually washed and polished at the same time. With zero water, nothing. Again, we do it anywhere, in your driveway, in your garage. And You know, it's, I almost want to say it's like remember when, and I use the Uber example because those of us that maybe had to use a taxi from time to time, you'd have to phone the control. Yeah, and then they'd send somebody out, possibly in an old Valiant, maybe intoxicated, and you had to get in there. Whereas now, you click a button, don't even think about getting Uber. I was in Kimberley for the weekend, and they don't use Uber there yet. So for me, the remember when is going to be, can you remember when we used to go and queue in cars for hours, right? Can you remember when we used water to clean cars? Because
and
it's no longer
necessary. Liters of it,
absolutely. So I'm always tickled pink because, by the way, you can gift somebody washers on the platform. And so my dad, who's now 81, he just, you know, I kind of find out when you're home and then I'll just schedule a washer via my phone and he'll say, hey, the guys are outside
cleaning my car.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lovely idea. Okay, so we've spoken about the technology of the wash itself. Tony, obviously the technology of the platform is a crucial part of this conversation as well.
Yes.
So does it literally work the same as Uber, that you open up an app on your phone and you click to get the person who's closest to you to do a wash, or do you have to schedule in advance? How does it work?
Well, you have the luxury of both options. It's available in the Google Play Store as well as the App Store,
okay.
So both versions. And you log on, you set up your profiles, you set up your vehicles, what the make is, what the registration is. You can also say if you prefer only an exterior wash because you're on the go, or an inside and outside. So you can really tailor it. And then you can book a mobile washer that comes to you. Or if you know you're going to the center and you like that car wash, etc., you can schedule that wash for Thursday, 3 p.m., book it, and
they'll be waiting for you.
For you when you get there.
Yeah.
So I could go, well, look, I know I'm going to be sitting here on air between 1 and 3, my car standing in the parking lot. I might as well ask you guys to give it a wash while I'm doing the show.
Absolutely. I think we might just do that, just to prove the point. But the other thing is it's cashless, like Uber. Mm-hmm. So you register once, and people say, well, but is it secure? The truth is it's absolutely secure. We can get into technicalities. We don't store any of that information, just like Uber doesn't and the Airbnbs and the like. So it really is secure. It is convenient, and it really does work. People, if you're having an outside wash, your example, you don't even need to be near your car. You can just say, look, that's the bay my car's parked in. Your phone will be notified your wash has started. Your wash has ended. And when you're done, you rate the service. And that's the other big advantage, is that we immediately know when somebody has or hasn't been satisfied or happy with it.
Because you get that instant feedback,
But most importantly is it is waterless. And, you know, we as Cape Townians need to really embrace, just listening to your callers early on. It is as dire as it can get. And it became real for me the other day when I tried to have a shower. And the water was off. And that's when it really hits home. I mean, we can't live with
that. This is the new reality. Okay, the one thing we haven't spoken about is cost. And I know that varies because you've got three different offerings, the Express, the Deluxe, or the Premium Wash. Just talk us through the difference between those three.
Well, again, we've grouped them. And it's not just – this is for any vendor. So it's really entrepreneurial in that the idea was to take an unemployed or previously unemployed bull person, get them on as employees – and get them into what we call a team lead role, and then migrate them onto acquiring their own vehicles. We have been in discussions with banks, and the whole idea is just like Uber, we can give a full business track record that supports the application for the loan and the vehicle. And each vehicle employs four people as a minimum.
Okay.
So we're putting South Africa to work. The price is an independent decision per vendor. So in the northern suburbs, for instance, we see that the prices are typically higher, but they can get down to as little as 50 or 60 rand for an exterior wash. So it is definitely no more expensive than a water wash.
Mm-hmm.
And I can assure you it definitely cleans the car better.
Another thing is that we do not charge you for the travel, because that's a question we often get asked. It's part of the product price that you see on app. And I think that's an advantage.
I think just to give you an exact amount, currently your wash, and so it's a wash and wax, right? So that's 100 rand.
Okay.
A wash, wax, and vacuum with the interior silicone and all of that is 150 rand. You know, they do get grouped between small, medium, and large cars, so it can go up to 170 rand, I think.
Okay.
But it's still way under the threshold of what people are paying for vehicle washes. And again, it's waterless.
Well, I'm going to be trying it out within the next couple of days because mine definitely needs it badly. The last thing to ask you is where you've mentioned the app itself is available in the Google Play Store. Is it available for Android as well?
Android and iOS. So okay. The App Store, you can get it. As well as all the links are on our website, which is www.mobewash.com. And Mobi is M-O-B-E-E. And yeah, all the necessaries are there. And follow us at Mobewash on all the platforms. We have a special thing for your guests, though. Yep. If they'd like to book a wash, there's a promo code, KateTalk. Yep. They can use it, and they get 20% off just for listening and for saving water with us.
Thank you so much.
And Pippa's getting a free wash today.
Oh, yes.
just to prove that it works.
I'll take photos, I promise. Thank you so much, Sean and Tony O'Connell of Mobi Wash. Great to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And onward and upward for a proudly South African ground-up built business. What a great story.
Thank you.